Perhaps we might begin by offering you just a little bit of Christian anthropology.
Yes.
And that will provide a diagram that we can talk from a little, hopefully, more intelligibly. So let's begin with the ordinary psychological awareness that we all enjoy. And I'll just write it out here. And this is everyday consciousness that everybody's familiar with. And for most people, this consists of people and events entering into our consciousness or experience and leaving, and our emotional reactions to people, events, and our own personal response that contains judgments, evaluations, commentaries. So it's a kind of running dialogue that goes on and on all day long. But what especially characterizes it is its dominating character So it's a little like being in a movie where the characters are so interesting and the plot is well thought out that you identify with the characters and you do so to so much that you forget where you are or who you are. You're absorbed in the skill of the dramatist that captures your whole attention and emotionally too. So ordinary awareness then is not really free. Suppose that you move off of that level of awareness into a deeper level of our being, which we might call spiritual awareness. And this is the level of intuition and our spiritual will. And so it's the level of genuine freedom. That's the way human beings were designed to function, with a certain freedom and peace and joy and with a certain capacity to decide what to do. So as this spiritual awareness develops through centering prayer and manifests itself more and more in everyday life by this experience of freedom, our life begins to become like someone who is attending a lousy movie. That is to say, if you're attending a lousy movie, you don't identify with the characters or the plot, and you can get up and leave at any time. And so it provides a marvelous bit of freedom, and now the exercise of our spiritual will can become just as habitual as our lack of a freedom used to be when we were under the domination of external events and our emotional reactions to them. Another thing that the spiritual awareness does is open us to deeper levels of our being that we perhaps never had any suspicion existed. And one of these might be called the true self, which is another word for the image of God in which we were created, which is God's idea of who we are, manifested in our particular uniqueness. So the true self is a more spiritual level of awareness in which even the intrusion of the residue of the habits of ordinary awareness begin to diminish significantly. We begin to be willing to accept ourselves just as we are, God as God is, and all reality as it is, which is to come to terms with life. And this is really what humility is, which is basic disposition in the spiritual journey, is the capacity to accept all reality, God, ourselves, other people, and all creation, as they are. And as they manifest in this particular moment, which is the present moment and its content. well, close to the idea of the true self, and perhaps it could be looked upon as interchangeable. And I won't go into the nuances of their what might be described as the respective distinctive characters is the ground unconscious or the ground of being, which is the inmost center of our being and the source of our rootedness in God and of God's creative activity, in which He manifests Himself in us, in our particular uniqueness. The inmost center is the divine indwelling. The presence of our inmost center is really the very fullest development of the spiritual journey, or of the gifts given us in baptism, if you're a Christian, which bring to full reality the prayer of Jesus that we might become one with God as He is one with God. And He said, "The Father and I are one." So this is actually the way things are. We just think it isn't this way. And so the journey, in large part, is letting go of our ideas about God, the spiritual journey, and reality, so that we can gradually awaken to these more inner experiences of God's presence, and hopefully, by the end of this life, be able to be prepared to enter without any hindrance into the fullness of the divine presence and participate in the what is meant by the divine indwelling, which is the life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinitarian life of God, which is one of infinite love and infinite sharing of the Godhead, along with the Trinity itself.